Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. My guest today is Bobby Albert, president of the Values Driven Leadership LLC, where he helps other leaders to build aspiring workplace cultures through value-driven leadership. Now, he is an author, speaker, business consultant, and a contributor on Fox News Radio, sharing his insight on leadership, workplace culture, and employee engagement. Now, I have to tell you, he is also the author of a great book called The Freedom Paradox, and it is written for such a time as this. This is just so amazing how the Lord brought all this together. But, you know, Bobby, just listen to his story. Just 1 month out of college, he inherited the family business that he found out was burdened with debt and turned it into a highly successful company, starting 12 different businesses along the way, and has acquired 9 other companies on top of that. His attributes, it's just so amazing. His success is focusing on creating a value-driven culture where the people are the focus and the financial results are the happy reward. Amen. In fact, this type of success earned him 2 awards for the best 100 companies to work for in Texas for the first 2 years he applied for consideration. Amen. Now, he served for over 20 years as a deacon in his home church. He's taught for over 30 years in high school. He's an avid long-distance bicyclist in his spare time, where he and his wife of over 40 years, Susan, just completed the hotter-than-hell 100-mile bike ride in Texas in August. And having lived in Texas for almost 10 years, I can tell you how hot that is. Praise God. He's an author of 3 books. His first was Principled Profits, Outward Success is an Inside Job. His second was True North Business, and it's a leader's guide to extraordinary growth. And his third is the one we're going to be discussing today, The Freedom Paradox, is Unbridled Freedom Dividing America, which cuts through the haze of hatred and polarizing politics of our day in which we see ourselves right now. Help me welcome to the program, Bobby Albert. Bobby, thank you for taking the time to join us today and talk about this great book.
Wow, man. Boy, you just laid on all the butter you have there, but I appreciate just being considered to be on your podcast. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. So the first question I always ask, other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Bobby Albert?
You know, that's a very fascinating question because, and it's one thing, if you realize it or not, it goes right into my Freedom Paradox book. Amen. And that has to do about core values. Amen. And that's who I am. And if I may, I'll share them with you. Sure. These are the things that give me passion. I mean, I get fired up about, I get excited about. And when they're not done, I'll be honest with you. I get upset. I get angry. I get foaming at the mouth. And there's 6 of them. And what they are, and this is if you, and it took me about 5 years to come up with these core values. Mm. And and I just very deeply for 3.5 years, I went deep inside of me on a self-awareness, and all I can tell you is the Lord is the one that gave these to me. It just took me a while to finally figure it out. And let me just share with you, this is who Bobby Albert is to pursue personal growth, live with integrity, add value to others, strive for excellence, enhance relationships as we drive for results. And the last one is achieve significance. Now, Just so that you understand this is that when I introduce these core values to our company, that at that point for many years, our employees, and we had over 150 employees, is that we for many, many years, our people clearly knew what our company purpose was, what our vision was. They knew what it's some organizations would call it mission, but we call it super objectives. But I kept thinking, the reason why it took me so long, I kept thinking there's something missing. There's something missing. There's something missing. And I finally figured it out. It was the core values. Mm-hmm. And when I introduced this in 2005 and I sold my company in 2011, and, you know, during that time period, you know what the economy was in a tank.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, late 08,
yep.
09, 2010. But even at that, our company grew in revenue and profit over 500% during that time period. Hey, and the Lord just really blessed me to be able to sell the company to a public traded company. And they really blessed me to give me the ability to live what I call my second half of life. But this is the thing I'd like to share with you, if I may, is that there's a foundational scripture verse that goes back to the early 1990s, and it's Colossians 3:23-24.
Yep.
And our employees, so that you understand this, this goes back to 1987 when I started seeing my work as a ministry and not a job that I went
amen.
To.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
And so when, you know, I scratched my head, okay, the Lord gave this to me, so what do I do now? But that ministry grew and kept growing, and it just kept growing to the point that we had to hire an extra person in our human resource department just to help us manage all of the logistics of this work is worship culture we had developed in this ministry, not only for the workplace being the employees, but also for our customers and suppliers. Amen. And so the Colossians 3:23, if I may share with you,
sure.
It is that what it says, that whatever you do, and to me, whatever you do is, it doesn't matter if you're at church or in the workplace or with your family, or if you're out on a soccer field, or if you're at the convenience store, or if you're walking through, you know, Walmart or Target, it's whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart. Now, the thing, our employees, they heard me cover this verse four times a year when we'd have company-wide meetings. Mm-hmm. And I would talk about that, work at it with all your heart, because if, you know, like I shared with you, one of my core values was to strive for excellence.
Right.
Well, excellence to me is not a sometime thing. It's an all-time thing. Mm-hmm. And then the verse goes on and say, it says, as working for the Lord, not men. So our employees heard from me over and over that every day they came to work for the Lord Jesus Christ and not Bobby Albert.
Amen. Amen.
And then, you know, the verse, it goes on, the verses go, it goes on, it says, since you know that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. So that's who Bobby Albert is.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's awesome. And just to get a little bit more background, you started in the family business as a young boy. Doing the menial jobs that nobody else wanted to do. What did you learn back then that served you when you took over the family business?
You know, I remember when I was in junior high school. Now, you know, in Texas, that's seventh and eighth grade. I know some middle schools nowadays they include ninth grade, but at that time, it was seventh and eighth grade. And my, I was very fortunate to hang out with my dad all, just all the time. And so I remember I was really surprised because I went in with my dad one morning, you know, and he said, Bobby, I'm going to let you go on your the first moving job. Well, because we were in the moving business, and I thought, wow, okay, man, I'd love to do that. But this is the advice my dad gave me. He said, now, when you go out there, I don't want you to act like the boss's son. Well, I don't know how somebody in junior high school in seventh and eighth grade, but somehow I knew exactly what he meant. Now, I wasn't a Christian yet at this time, but I knew that when I went out there, I was there to serve the crew and not serve me as the boss's son.
Yeah. Okay.
So I took the role as, you know, it, you know, being a servant to them. And I probably drove them nuts because I would, you know, like run between the truck and the house and truck. And I would do the kind of, you know, kind of work that the others didn't like to do. You know, so I didn't realize how important that was because I went to college at the local university and I, you know, I continue working side by side a lot of these employees. And so when my dad died, it was amazing how over all those years, me taking on that role, I had developed a respect and trust of those employees.
Amen.
And I didn't realize how important that was. But I had to, man, I had to do some tough things with those employees. I had to ask early on, because like you mentioned, we were heavy in debt and we didn't have much income at the time. And I had to ask these employees to take a pay cut. Now, you can just imagine the day if you went into your place of business and had to ask your employees to take a pay cut, which some people are experiencing right now with the way or, you know, the conditions that exist now. So, I'm talking about I was 20 years old when I graduated from college. I mean, when I was talking with them, my lips were shaking. I was shaking. Because I knew it was going to impact their family and it just really shook me up. But you know what surprised me is I got 100% acceptance.
Amen.
And one of the other things just to draw, you know, to get some of the debt down, I sold my personal car and I asked one of the employees if they would pick me up every day and then take me home in the evening. And they did that for about 2 years.
Amen.
And so they were some early learning things that took place. And I tell you what, because of those employees that just really rallied around me, because they knew, I mean, I was honest with them that we were really in trouble.
Yeah.
Is that within, within a year at end of 1974 is we had grown the revenue by 252% with them helping me. And we had the highest profit in the history of the company. So, but that's the reason why, if I can kind of come back in the circle of the core values, that's the reason why I learned early on. And I have a core values, it's a value statement, and it's simply people, people, people.
Oh, amen. That's good. Amen. Amen. You know, as you were talking about, you know, because you worked with these people and, you know, did the menial tasks, did the things that, you know, nobody would expect, quote unquote, the owner's son would be doing, right? That reminded me, you know, of my military time, because I did, for my first 9 years, I was enlisted before I went to OCS and became a commissioned officer. And, you know, even though I was a second lieutenant, which everyone in the military thinks, you know, is the equivalent to a private, basically, in the officer corps, you know, they knew that I was not, you know, just fresh out of college, but I had done all the grunt work, dug the foxholes, cleaned the latrines and all that. And that, you know, when I had to tell them this needs to be done, it needs to be done right now, you know, go fix it type thing, they knew that I knew what I was talking about and why it had to be done, you know, and there wasn't any, you know, of the normal griping and complaining that, that you'd see. Oh, I mean, you know, I think that's part of the qualification of being a soldier. You have to be able to gripe and complain, but a lot of the hassles that I've seen other lieutenants going through, I didn't have to experience that because they recognized that I'd been where they're at and that, you know, they appreciated the honesty that I was giving them on that. And I, and what you just explained, it, I can see how that would impact. Plus, you know, with you explaining the situation the company was in, it was either let's work together and get through this, or the opposite is nobody's going to be working, you know? So I think they appreciate that honesty.
Yeah, I tell you what, this servant leadership that I learned there going back to junior high school, and if I may share this, is back in the 80s, this is hard to believe, back in the 80s, and of course, you understand this from, you know, from scripture about Jesus saying, I've come to serve and not be served. Well, you know, we in our company had a traditional organization chart in our company.
Yeah.
And with me at the top. And we had that because we were, you know, people knew it because it was to define roles and responsibility. But I also created an upside down organization chart to visualize that, and I, with me at the bottom, and to visualize that I was here to serve the leaders, that I was there to serve and equip them so they could serve and equip the supervisors and then on up to the frontline people. Now, the organization chart also at the top of the organization, not only was it the frontline people, but it was, I had the customer at the top of the organization chart. Now, let me just say this. I wish I did this, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't think about it until after I sold the company. But I wish I, when I had the this upside down organization chart, is to that I had Jesus Christ at the top.
Amen.
See, the traditional organization chart tells everybody in the organization they're there to serve who? The boss that's at the top.
Yeah.
But I was attempting with this upside down to show that we were there to serve the customer. And of course, most of all, like that foundational verses I shared with you is, it would have, they heard me say it verbally. I just wish I would have put it in a graphic way, that Jesus Christ was at the top of the organization chart.
Yeah. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, why did you write your latest book, The Freedom Paradox? I mean, we know for it's, it was written for this hour in which we find our nation today.
Yeah. You know, if I can maybe start with this, is that the Lord had it on my heart for many years, is that, you could have probably given me a round to it because I was thinking, you know, well, You know, I'm writing about leadership and workplace culture and things, and about the experiences I had in our own business. And we were like a test case. And so I thought someday I would write a book about our country, because I could begin to start seeing the workplace leadership principles and practices that develop this culture in our company where people thrive and profits were just, you know, going off, just off the charts, is that someday I was going to write this book called The Freedom Paradox. Well, this is a God thing. Actually, I was in Phoenix at a workshop, and I was having my daily quiet time before going to the workshop. And this was on May 20th of 2015. And I read this verse, and this is in 1 Peter 2:16. And it said, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover up for evil. Wow. But living as servants of God.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've had, you know, scripture over the years really speak to me. But this verse, it shook me. And it compelled me to start researching and writing and start speaking about this, of the things I've been observing for many years. And so I just sense the Lord was signaling to me that this is the time I want you to. So I started, you know, writing the manuscript, and here we are. But I took a lot of the leadership principles and practices, the culture that I saw worked in the place of business. Can all those things can apply in the leadership and the culture of our country. And that's what led me to write this book.
Amen. Amen. Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. Bobby Elbert has been sharing some great information with us and what he calls the freedom paradox. And I hope you're getting a lot of inspiration out of this interview. He shared with us his background of finishing college and then unexpectedly just a couple months later inheriting the family business, you know, debt and all. And his story of leadership and teamwork should inspire us, especially in this day and time in which we now live, that with God's help, we can turn around any situation, especially here in America. Amen. Come back next time for the next episode, because we are really just getting started into the good stuff. And you're going to find out more about what Bobby Elbert calls the freedom paradox as we continue the interview next time. But right now, you need to go down into the show notes and order your copy of The Freedom Paradox right now. Just click that link and order your book. Don't wait for the conclusion of the interview. Do it right now. And remember, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.